You'd think that as a video game podcaster and comedian, my life is all fun and games. And honestly, you'd be right. About 90% of the time, it's pretty sweet. But every morning, I deal with something very, very serious. My face. You don't become an Edmonton Six overnight. It takes work. And in my case, it takes good facial hair. And fortunately, I have a great facial hair tag team partner in Harry's. Hit up harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set and see what I'm talking about. Harry saw the tire fire that the shaving market had become and asked, how did it get like this? Crappy plastic razors, overpriced blades, all locked up like gold bars. And they said, no, we can fix this. And damn it, they did. Harry's ships premium quality razors right to your door. About once a month, I check my mail and there's that little box with everything I need to keep my kid presentable status. The blades stay sharp longer, which means an easier time getting my face in order in the morning. And the razors don't look like a dumb piece of plastic that a junior high schooler uses to take care of their peach fuzz. You have the facial hair of a man now. Shave like one. I actually leave my razor handle on the bathroom counter all the time just because it looks so damn classy. Harry's blades are German engineered and they're made to last. They're the best blades on the market for the best price, and you don't even have to go out to get them. Set your delivery schedule and shave like a king. I know it sounds sarcastic, but I'm being serious. I've used Harry's forever. These blades are really freaking good. Highest reviews in the industry, a money back guarantee that you're not going to need, and a subscription that you can cancel anytime you want. Getting ripped off isn't funny. Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/RTG. That's harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set. Remember the Game is brought to you by my website, abcomedy.net. As you may or may not know, I'm a comedian by night. And as much as I love talking about old video games, telling jokes is how I actually pay my bills. So please check out my website. In addition to old episodes of this podcast, you'll find my blog, videos of my stand-up, all of my upcoming shows, and my contact information. If you need a comedian for your next fundraiser, corporate event, house party, whatever you got going on, hit me up. Again, it's abcomedy.net. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe to it. Please leave us a good review. And most importantly, please tell a friend. I'd really appreciate it. There'll be a new episode every single Wednesday. Thank you guys so much for the support. I hope you enjoy the show. Doesn't that song just make you want to dig out at your old mouse? And their plastic mouse pad and the mouse with no ball on it, scraping it across it, trying to color in a picture of Yoshi that you're going to fuck up in the end anyways, right? Good times. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Remember the Game, my retro gaming podcast, where every week a pal will come over and we sit down and geek out about a game from our childhood. My name is Adam Blank. Thank you so much for tuning in. This week, episode 23, we remember the game Mario Paint for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. My buddy Mark McHugh is back. I'm very excited for this week's episode. This is one of those ones everybody played or knew someone that owned, or they go over there and play with it or whatever as a kid. Everyone's got memories of this game. I'm looking forward to it. This was a fun one to record. As far as the podcast goes, things are new. We are on Facebook and Twitter, as you guys already know. It's Twitter at Member the Game, and it's facebook.com/Member the Game. If you're a fan of either of those social media platforms, look us up. We follow back. We interact, all that good stuff. The podcast is also on Spotify and Stitcher now, thanks to, I was going to say popular demand, but it's not a popular demand. It was one or two people brought it up. So it's on a couple of new platforms. So if those are your podcast services of choice, you can find the podcast there now. I'm really going to try to grow this thing in 2019. I also really encourage reviews. If you like the show, it'd mean a lot to me. Leave us a good review. It only takes a second, and apparently it helps the podcast when it comes to searches and stuff like that. I don't know enough about it to explain how it helps, but I guess it does. I'm going to start reading comments and reviews on the show, and if they suck, that's fine. I'll read them. Even if you don't like the show, I'll read your negative ones. That's fine, too. This week comes from KP9457 on iTunes. This was from a few months ago, but I'm new to this. Love the show, Adam. Look forward to listening to many more. So there's your shout out, KP9457. I'm sure I know you. I just don't know who you are. Oh, I think I do know who that is. Yeah, I think I do know who you are, but your secret is safe with me. You guys, please leave us a good review if you like the show. I'd really appreciate it. It would help us out a lot, apparently. Like I said, going to try really hard to grow this thing in 2019. It's hard coming up with original ideas that have to do with retro gaming. I think you could argue this one's not necessarily an original idea. There's lots of retro gaming podcasts out there. What I'm really trying to do with this one to help make it unique is steer away from the homework and the facts and the history lesson when it comes to the podcast and the game that week. And just, like I said, just a couple of guys, or a guy and a girl, whatever, just a couple of nerds geeking. It's 2018, gotta be PC. Just geeking out about old video games. I'm really trying to come up with some other new ideas. I really want to try to grow this thing. I've looked into Twitch. I've looked into doing more YouTube channel stuff, blogging, that kind of thing when it comes specifically to video games. It's just that I'm also a comedian, and that takes some time out of my schedule as well. There's only so much time I have in a day. Plus, I also spend a lot of time on the road, so I'm not always at home with all my equipment and everything. That said, I'm really enjoying doing this podcast. I know I've said it every week, but it has completely just rekindled my love of retro video games. I'm playing them now more than I have in a long time. I love reading about them. I had mentioned a couple weeks ago about trying to do a gaming news section at the beginning of each week's podcast. I don't think I'm going to do that unless it's retro gaming news, because I'm going to try to keep it to where it is, which is old school video games, because those are the ones we all know and love, right? So, I have ideas. Maybe I'm going to start its own YouTube channel. Right now, it shares a YouTube channel with my stand-up for the episodes of the podcast. I might try moving it over, trying to do more of a video thing with it. I don't know. We'll see. But the goal in 2019 is I want to grow the audience by, I'm going to say, 300%, which I think is just 3 listeners for every 1 we have now. I don't think it's impossible. You guys are doing so much for me with your shares and telling people about it. I really, really sincerely appreciate it. And let's fucking take this thing onward and upward and become nerds. A legendary list of nerds together. I'm also getting a growing list of guests that are coming by. So thank everyone that's wanted to do the podcast that has taken time to come to Ohio. I live in kind of a pain in the ass place to get to in Edmonton. And all my regular guests take time to come up here and do episodes with me. So to all of you guys that are listening, thank you so much. If you've never done the show and you want to, shoot me a message and we'll see if we can't set something up, and we'll keep this thing going. So I guess that's what's going on with me. It's just, I love video games. I love doing this podcast, and we got to find a way, or I have to find a way to make it bigger in the new year. And we will. I promise. I will. Whatever. What am I playing right now? You guys, before I get to this week, as you know, I'm a Switch guy, and Guacamelee 2 dropped on it a couple of days ago, so I'm playing that. I know everyone with a Switch is playing Smash Brothers, but I'm waiting because I'm getting it for Christmas, so I have to be a good boy and be patient. Guacamelee and Guacamelee 2 are available on just about everything. I think they're PS4, Steam, Xbox, and now Switch. They are, I know some people think the term is overplayed, but they are complete Metroidvanias. They are fucking awesome. They're hilarious games. They're about a lucha libre wrestler named Guacamelee. And if you've never played them, they're not expensive. I can't recommend them enough. I'm really enjoying number 2. They're funny. The controls are tight. They're perfect. Play them if you like those types of games. I also just finished 100% in Crash Bandicoot 2. I got one more of those to go. We are going to do an episode on Crash Bandicoot soon, I think. And as far as really retro goes, because Crash has been the remakes, I've been playing Earthworm Jim, a lot of Earthworm Jim on my Super Nintendo Classic. There'll be an episode that's a spoiler maybe on an upcoming episode, but it's fucking pretty rad, man. I love retro games. They're the best. They're just better than games today. I don't care what you say. So that's what I'm playing. That's it. I've wasted enough time in this intro. We're at like 6-7 minutes. I am going to get to the episode of this week's episode. Like I said, we're talking Super Mario Paint, you guys, for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. This game came out on August 1st, 1992, over here in North America. It came with that the Super Nintendo mouse and the mouse pad peripheral, which had a bunch of other games to work with it in Japan, but really dick all to work with it here in North America. And that said, I knew so many people that owned this game and had that mouse and that mouse pad just to play with Mario Paint. I'll get into it. I'll get into it with Mark. I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to intro these things, but I got to stop talking about the fucking game so much in the intro. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to get to my podcast with Mark, episode 23, you guys. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it takes you down memory lane to a time where you didn't have a computer and you did all your designing on your TV with that shitty mouse. I'll check in with you guys at the end, and then we'll let you get on with your week, okay? So kick back, relax, cue the music, and let us remember the game that is Mario Paint for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Podcasting's a weird job because I talk to you nerds all the time. Every day, I tell you all about my life, the good and the bad. The ugly, I kind of keep that offline. And it's not that I don't want to talk about it. I'd love to talk about it. I just need to pick and choose who I talk to. We all have stuff that just lives in our minds, rent-free, 24/7. Talking about them can really help because the longer you keep something bottled up, the more likely it is to blow. You've heard me say it before, and you're going to keep hearing me say it. Therapy is the way. Therapists can be that ear to bend when you really need to get something off your chest and don't know who to talk to. And BetterHelp is a great way to go about it. I don't BS you guys. I don't say I've used something if I've never used it. I've personally talked to a BetterHelp therapist about the stuff going on in my personal life, and I genuinely found it helpful. To have someone to talk to that doesn't have any skin in the game, that can just listen and try to help me come up with a roadmap to get through the tough times, it's just invaluable. It has seriously really helped me. I've talked to my therapist through video, and you can do it that way, or you can do it over the phone, or even just over chat. And they give you as many schedule options as possible so you can work a session in around your life. It's licensed therapy, as convenient as it gets. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/rememberthegame today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/rememberthegame.
Here we go. Yeah, this one might be a little quicker than some of the other ones, but we'll see. You know, I've had a couple NES games that I thought were going to be tight, and then you get going, and then it's like, oh, yeah, there's lots to talk about. Mm-hmm. That said, this week we're talking Mario Paint for the Super Nintendo, which is, if there was one game in this podcast's library that I'm like, you've played it. Like, to anyone listening to this, it's Mario Paint. Everybody has played with Mario Paint.
Probably, yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, unless you're a young kid. And it'll be honest with you, like, if you didn't play it back in the day, and then you tried to play it now, like, for the first time, like, imagine, like, my nephew is 12 or 13.
You'd probably think it was pretty dumb.
He'd be like, this sucks. Yeah, like, yeah, right?
This was a full game?
Right? Like, and I was like, not only was this a full game, but, like, hours and hours of my life went into this.
Oh, dude, absolutely. Right. Like, I got it as a Christmas present from my aunt the one year she came. And that was weird. That was the night she told us that she saw Santa on the way over. It was very weird.
Oh.
But she got us this game because she was like, she hung out outside the like the game stores trying to figure out, because she wanted to get her nephews a video game.
Right.
And this was the one that the cool kids told her to buy.
Oh.
So like it was the big game at the moment. And there's not a whole lot of real actual game in this if you really look at it.
No, there's not. But you know what? Like, so to me, the main thing I think of when I think of Mario Paint is like, I don't know about you, but like we got Mario Paint before we really had a computer.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
me too.
Right? And so, like, even if you say that all Mario Paint has, which it doesn't, and we'll get into this, but excuse me, even if you said all Mario Paint is like a cheap, like, Microsoft Paint simulator on the Nintendo, then I'm like, it was still Microsoft Paint on a Nintendo, which, yeah, like, everyone played with Paint back in the day, and I didn't have it. Like, I didn't have a computer to
this
play with
before,
it.
This was before Microsoft Paint was on every computer.
Yeah, like, and it was really kind of neat to, like, sit there and, like, so you could do a lot of things with Mario Paint, because, like, do you remember you used to be able to, like, you could pick their drawings
and, like, color them in?
Yeah. Like, there was the one of Mario riding Yoshi, like,
that's
from Super Mario.
That's the big one I remember.
Of course, right? That's the one. And, like, I could literally just sit there and paint that picture over and over
and over. Sometimes you would, like, accidentally erase one of the lines and then, like, click on, like,
yes!
If you, like, click on the cape or something, because I'm like, I'm going to paint it all yellow. But you accidentally erased one of the lines, it's going to be like, okay, so the entire sky's yellow too.
Yeah, if you accidentally wiped out one of the lines, then it would just, like, blop, and the whole thing would be, and you'd have to start over again.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, like, and I was, like, it was embarrassing how anal I was. If you were painting that picture in my house and I was around, you painted that picture right. I didn't want any freaking weird-ass blue Mario. Like, you paint it the colors it's supposed to be painted.
I would always experiment with the other,
son of a bitch.
I would experiment with the other colors, and I always felt dirty about it.
You should have felt. You anarchist. You should have felt. But that was, like, I thought that was really, like, I mean, yeah, like, it's funny now. Like, if you paid, I don't know what it cost. I have to assume that it was $70 or $80 back in the day. You know, like, yeah. I don't remember how much Super. I never bought Super Nintendo games when I was.
But
a kid.
it would have had to come with the mouse.
Came with the mouse and the mouse pad. It was a bigger box. So, like, say it was $80. Let's just say,
yeah.
If you bought that now for $80, that game would get like a 2 out of 10 review
easily
on any gaming site or anything.
Especially if you bought it for like a modern console, people would be like, "What the?
Fuck it would get panned." The only thing that would, I think, like, I haven't played with Mario Paint in 15 years minimum, probably longer than that. Like, the only thing that I think would stand up at all now would be the fly swatting game.
But, like, even then, it's like the same 5 levels looped over and over again.
Yeah, it was.
And it was like there was a little bit of like nightmare. Like, it was a bit of a nightmare, that game. Because,
yeah.
Like, it was fun, but like, whenever your hand got stung, it would just let out this real human scream with a human face on a hand, and it's like, what hell have you gotten me into, Mario?
And the control, like, that mouse wasn't perfect.
No, not really.
On that plastic game, like, I can still hear the, like, like the scratching noise of that mouse dragging around on that. So, like, you get stuck and then you'd be screwed, and then if you had to lift it off to, like, move the guy back, like, to move your hand back so you could move over further or something, you'd get stung. And
the best part about this game, the thing I remember liking most about this game, is when you booted up the game, there was like Mario Paint, like the Mario Paint
the letters.
Title screen.
Yeah.
You could click on the letters and they'd all do something different.
Yeah. I, like, honestly, dude, like, one of the things I'm like, if we're doing this, if we're talking, like, if you're listening to this, then I've edited this podcast and put it out. I love that the music, like, some of the sound effects and some of the music from this game, like, not just how you could create your own music. But like the music that came within the game and stuff like that. I love that. Like, it was such a calming game. You know what I mean? Like,
and it's kind of like the last game we talked about. It was like, there was no like high drama. There's no like, it was just a peaceful game to play.
Yeah. It was good. Like, if you were, I mean, like, as I've admitted on this podcast many times, and, I'm getting help. I have a rage problem when it comes to video games. And I've gotten better. There's no more putting holes. I have put holes in walls. I have smashed.
Really?
And I don't do that anymore. Molly will sit. My dog will sit with me while I play a video game. Now, there was a time where she wouldn't because I would get so angry. Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. I'm looking at you. But with Mario Paint as a kid, I would get angry at one of my games, and then I put in Mario Paint.
Yeah.
And that would just be like how I would be like,
Well, the thing about Mario Paint, it wasn't like, it wasn't so much of a game as it was just like a creation studio.
Yeah, it was, you know?
Like, you could do the thing, like, you could like play the fly swatter game, but you could also like create backgrounds and animations over the backgrounds.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Homestar Runner?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, the first few Homestar cartoons were animated in Mario Paint.
No shit.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of things like, it was a lot of people's first animating tool. So not only is it just like a cool kind of like creation studio, but it actually inspired a lot of real world creation.
I didn't know that. Wow, that's cool. That's really cool, actually. I actually was one of the notes I wrote down about this episode is I'm curious to know if there's anyone out there creating now that started with Mario Paint.
Oh yeah,
and there
easily,
has to be.
Easily.
You know, it's so like Nintendo forever has had a great, sometimes great, sometimes bad reputation for thinking outside of the box and trying different things. You know what I mean? And it's and
sometimes it's great, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's just weird. What is Labo?
I was gonna say, like, there's Labo now. You can look at the Wii as a whole.
Yeah,
it was an experiment. The Virtual Boy didn't work. You know, there's lots of little things that they try, and it's not just the little things, but sometimes it's just like a game. You know, and like when I think of stuff like Mario Maker, to me, like, the original of all these was Mario Paint. Like, this was the first. Yeah. I can't think of a game on the NES that was like this.
And that's actually, I liked that a lot about Mario Makers. There was a lot of little, like, references to Mario Paint in it.
Yeah. Yeah, there was. You know, one of the things I've wondered before is, how have they never released a sequel to Mario Paint? Like,
They kind of have.
Like, but, like,
there is, like, Mario's Print Studio, which was for, like, the N64 designed a disc system that only sold in Japan.
Yeah.
And with it, it came there was a game called Mario's Paint Studio.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And it was a lot like this, but like it was more focused on like drawing than it was anything else.
Right. But just, it's always kind of just made me curious, like, because they certainly could, like, I mean, even like the virtual console, like, you can't tell me that the Wii remote wouldn't have worked just fine. It probably would have worked better than
a
mouse.
Yeah, it would have worked way better than a mouse for all of this.
And I think that that game would have sold. I think a lot of people would have bought that and just been like, here, like, to their kids, like, here, just play with this. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be a perfect time kill. You know, same as like even now with the Switch, the Joy-Cons are motion control. Like they would work.
It has a touch screen.
Like it surprises me a little bit that they haven't done another. I didn't realize that one had come out, but I guess that one never found North America then. If it was just on the DD,
it didn't.
But like it was a cool game, you know. Like I mean, it's obviously now it'd be useless, you know.
I liked the music creation as well.
That's where I was gonna go. To me, and I read about this actually not long ago. They said there are still people today releasing music they make in Mario Paint's Music Maker.
Oh yeah,
it's like, a huge platform.
It's a genre on YouTube. It's
right. Yeah, yeah. The one I saw was they did the Legend of Zelda theme on it, and it was rad.
That's super cool.
It was really good too. And the thing is like I was never good at it. Like you remember, you could pick the sample songs at the bottom,
and you would just like replace everything with like dogs barking or something.
Yeah, yeah. And they seemed like you were like, wow, look at what this program I could do. And then my song would be a fucking entire row of pigs on the bottom bar, so it just sounded like a giant fart. I used to put all these pigs there, turn the volume up on the TV, and then just play it on replay at fastest speed. So it was just like bum 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 bum. And we thought it was the funniest
thing. And that's when
you
created dubstep.
Yeah, yeah, I did. You're all welcome. Thank you. But that, yeah, that's the stupid shit we used to do. We would try to, like, I remember, like, many, many times I would sit down and try to make, like, a real good song, and I'd get, like, a dozen bars in, and then just be like, ah, fuck it.
But that's what I mean. It inspired real-world creation.
Yeah, it did. I wonder how they came up with it. Like, I wonder how they were like, instead of making a game, let's just make a whole bunch of little creations. Because Nintendo's always been good at, like, encouraging creativity and encouraging... you know, imagination and things like that. But this was really, like,
this is how it snuck it in there. It was, like, Mario was super popular with kids, so it was, like, let's get them to, like, create something, and then they wrapped it in Mario, and people were like, oh, it's a Mario thing, let's do it.
And
then tricked them into, unlike, they did the exact same thing with another game called Mario is Missing, and it wasn't as good, because they tricked us and are like, hey, guys, look, it's a Mario game where Mario is missing. And on the box, it's like, ooh, look, it's Bowser's taking away Mario, and Luigi has to look for him. And you're like, fuck, that looks like a great game. And then you play it, and it's like, in Paris, and you're like, please tell me three facts about the Eiffel Tower. And you're like, fuck you.
Yeah, give me my brother back. Fuck you. Whereas, Mario Paint, you're right. It was clearly a creation tool, and then they threw Mario's fate. Because, like, say they release that exact same game, but they don't call it Mario Paint. They just call it Nintendo Studio or something.
Which the... there could very well be a game called just could that. Could be.
But that's exactly the point I was going to make. Nobody would have known about it. It would have died. You know, whereas Mario Paint
like
blew
Wii Music,
up.
Who played it?
Yeah, exactly. Whereas Mario Paint, like, everyone I knew owned Mario Paint.
Yeah,
like,
a Mario game.
Yeah, like, I am going to check this. So I'm going to ask you to say something in a second to kill time while I'm looking shit up, like a dud. But I would be very curious to know if Mario Paint was in the top 10 best-selling SNES games.
There's a good chance it's possible. I know that there were bundles that were sold with it. I don't know if they were popular, if that was a popular Super Nintendo bundle.
Yeah, they had a lot of bundles, eh? Like, yeah. I had the Super Mario World bundle, so that's what
I
think
of. Even if you bought a Wii, you had Wii Sports. So Wii Sports is, like, the second highest selling game of all time or something.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
That.
No, it's not on here.
No, it's not?
All three Donkey Kong countries are.
Oh, wow.
But you know what? And I haven't done one of those games on here yet. They deserve all three of those spots because those are some of the greatest they're some of the greatest platformers of all time.
Yeah, they're amazing.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Mario Paint. If you're hearing this, you're probably a gamer. And for our kind, nothing is as precious and valuable as our save files. Have you ever experienced the loss of a save file? It's soul-crushing. Dozens, maybe hundreds of hours of work gone like that. But at the end of the day, it's a video game. It matters, but
Kinda, you know? That exact scenario, but with a work project, an essay for school, data for your business, that's no joke. That can be really serious. You need a safety net. And I got you, fam, with my partners over at Crash Plan. Visit crashplan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of Crash Plan. Crash Plan has been protecting people's data since 2001. And a couple years ago, they set out on their own with one mission, to provide the best damn cloud backup solution on the market. Crash Plan runs quietly in the background of your computer or Mac, and every 15 minutes on the clock, they create a new backup of every file that's changed in that time. So if something goes wrong, God forbid, you don't lose hours, lose days, lose weeks of work. Just log into your account and you can download your most recent backup from the secure cloud servers. And there's not just one backup. There's a laundry list of them. You can pick and choose which one you want. It's like the ultimate undo button. If you work on a computer in any capacity, CrashPlan is a must-have. And if you're thinking, ah, that's for big businesses, I'm just Joe Schmo. CrashPlan protects Joe Schmo. They offer a ton of plans and tiers. So there's a CrashPlan for everyone, from small one-person businesses like me to you fancy businesses and offices with staff and free donuts and all that stuff. Time is money. Why wouldn't you protect your work? Spreadsheets, diagrams, videos, art, podcasts. CrashPlan has you covered. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
You know, one of the other big problems with Mario Paint, and it didn't seem like a problem at the time, but it's one of the reasons it would be you'd have to re-release it with added things now, is there was really no way to share. Unless you hooked a VCR up to your TV and recorded what you were doing on a VHS.
Yeah, there wasn't a way to print it. There wasn't. You just would have to show, like, hey, look, this is a thing I did.
Yeah, I can't even remember if you could save a lot of stuff.
You could save it, but like, yeah.
Because you could build, like, stamps, and you could build, like you said, like, it was actually...
Like, saving actually took a long time. Like, there was, like, a whole robot that danced.
I remember the robot dance. Yeah. Because there was, like, if you really got creative with it, like, you could create, like, a movie. You could use your music and put it into your drawing with your stamps, acting shit out. And not a movie, but, like, a comic book kind of.
People absolutely have made, like, anime. Again, like, I've seen no reason why you couldn't make, like, a full-length animated movie in Mario Paint.
No, it was a pretty...
I mean, it wouldn't be great. Like, it still is very limited, like,
sure,
tools.
Yeah, it had, like, no, you know, you couldn't put any, like, talking in it or anything like that. But you could do a lot of cool things with it, man. It was... I don't know. It's so... I wasn't sure how this episode would even go, because I was like, it's not a game.
There's not much to talk about, but there's a lot to talk about.
I think it's just one of those, like... Maybe more so than any game we've talked about on here before, it's one that, like, probably just needs to stay in the past. Like, when I say that I'm surprised it never showed up on the virtual console, like, I wouldn't have bought it. I would have, if I had kids, I would buy it.
Yeah.
If it had shown up on the Wii virtual console, and I could have given it, you know, for like $6, and I could have given my kids.
But it's not a game I would search out to play for myself anymore.
No, me neither. When I collected video games years ago, I owned it. And I don't know if I ever maybe tried it once just to make sure it worked. But then I was like, what am I really going to do with this? Like, you play the Fly game a couple of times and you're like,
it's one of those games that was great when you're a kid, but now it's like...
Yeah, like, I mean, the old video games still work. Like, you can still play Mario Brothers today and it's awesome. But this game now, like, it's the phone I'm holding in my hand right now.
It has all those things.
10 times better.
Yeah.
You know, like infinitely better, you know, and I can share them. And I can save them and do it faster. I don't have to watch the little robot save stuff. It doesn't have a crappy mouse that, like, I don't like.
And it wasn't completely pre-internet, but it was like just before the popularization of the internet.
Yeah, before the internet kind of became normal and mainstream. Yeah.
So it was like kind of a thing that, like, so like the super, like, Mario Paint was just kind of a thing that you had to enjoy for yourself.
Yeah, but it was like, I don't know about yourself, like, I could sit there with my brother and just play Mario Paint for hours and just have a great time, just making up stupid little songs, like the fucking, like, the pig noises is the best. And just, yeah, creating these stupid stamps. We made all these awful stamps where we would try to make something that looked real and then give up halfway through and just make it into something stupid. And, like, that's the thing now, too, is, like, I would love to get my hands on it now, just to try to create some pixel... Like, I love pixel art, like 16-bit pixel art. And you could totally do that with those stamps.
You could.
If you were good. Yeah. I just wasn't good. I have no artistic ability whatsoever. But the fact that you had that, like, it was a game before its time. You know, it really, maybe not before its time, but it was the first of its kind, maybe is a better way to put it.
Yeah.
You know, like, they had never done anything like that before. And they were taking a big risk with that game because that mouse, I'm sure that the mouse was like the Super Scope, where when they initially released it, they were like, well, we got to put a bunch more stuff out for this.
And it probably was more expensive because you had to include that hardware with
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was the biggest problem with the mouse and the like mouse pad is they weren't good for any other game.
No, I can't, like,
there might be like one or two that it was good for. I could be wrong on that, but for the most part, like,
that's what I was just gonna say. There may be another game, but like, it was basically dead.
Yeah,
you know, it was a dead peripheral. And it wasn't a very good mouse. And the thing is like, as computers became more mainstream and more houses got them and you got access to paint and you got access to a good mouse, you know, I mean, like, it just died like overnight. You're like,
even now, like, computers, like, you can get like good music software on it pretty easily.
Sure. I have like, I know some people, again, computer people are going to be like, oh, that sucks. But like, my MacBook has GarageBand.
Yeah.
You can do a ton of shit with that. You know what I mean? Like, it's incredible now, but like,
even Mario, then, things like Finale and Sibelius, they're pretty cheap.
Right. But Mario Paint was like the first one. And like, it's, yeah. I would like, it would really make me happy to hear a game developer or
try to
or
do
musician
something
or
like
something.
This.
Yeah. Yeah. Try to do something like this now or come out and say, I got my start with Mario Paint.
Yeah.
I would be like, that's really cool that the first thing you ever designed something on was Mario. Cause I did that. And then clearly,
You did something
had talent and I didn't. Yeah, I just made a bunch of pigs snort over and over and over again. But you were good. I don't know, man. It was cool. I don't know if there's a way to re-release it.
I have a place in my heart for Mario Paint, but that the time has passed.
Yeah,
for it.
Yeah. I'm willing to go back and play just about every old video game. And sometimes you go back and play an old game and you're like, this actually kind of sucks. But I liked it as a kid.
I find that a lot with
the
NES.
Yeah, the NES is bad for that.
I'm a little bit biased when it comes to the NES. Like, the SNES was my first console, so I guess I'm a bit biased towards it. But if you try to play games like Balloon Fight, like, really, like, when you're a kid, those are fun for hours. But if you try to play it now, it's fun for, like, 25 seconds, and you're like, all right, let's see what else is on here.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, but I can still find a way to go back and play old games because I enjoy them. But Mario Paint, it's like, I don't think I would go back and be like, this isn't as good as I remember. I think I would just go back and be like, this is not necessary anymore.
Yeah.
It would be like, instead of fucking typing out something on a computer on Word, it doing it with a fucking typewriter.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't have any need to do this anymore.
Oh, exactly.
And it's a hard thing to emulate. I don't know if there's emulators that work on computers where you could use your regular mouse and play it or not. If you can't, then I would think it'd be a very hard game to emulate. Like, this game is just, it's always going to have a place in history. It just is, it's dead. There's nothing, what else you do with it? It's done, you know? But it was fun. I'm really looking forward to editing this and just listening to some of the, like, I can hear the music in my head. I can hear the music. Yeah.
That's probably not how it goes, like, but that's how I hear it up here.
I just can't, that's the part I'm looking forward to the most, I think. That's it. Good job. Yeah, that's it. This has been karaoke with Mark. No. Well, I don't know. It's not bad. I didn't know what this episode was going to be like, but actually, that was fun.
Yeah.
I like Mario Paint. If you don't like Mario Paint, go fuck yourself. That game's fun.
Or you were just born after the internet.
Well, then you can go fuck yourself, too. What would you, I don't even know if you can give a score to Mario Paint.
Yeah, because it's one of the, like, such a sliding scale. Like, yeah, if it was released today, that would be a solid 2.
Maybe a 2, yeah.
But, like, at the time, it's like, oh, that's a 9.
Yeah, I'd give it, like, an 8 back then. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, 8 or 9 back then was probably good.
I, like, legitimately would like to know how many hours I put into it as a kid. And I have nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
And I know you could say that about any video game, but at least most video games, like, I beat them. And then I'm like, oh, look,
yeah,
I beat the game.
You can't beat Mario Paint.
No, you just keep painting in this colored picture of Yoshi over and over and over again. That was my favorite thing. So stupid. That and the pig noises. And the cat. The meow. The cat.
All right.
anyway, okay, we're going to end this one. I might actually try to go online and find a couple versions of songs done in Mario Paint to put at the end of this one instead of just a song. So you guys may be listening to that in a minute. If you don't, then I'll edit this out so you guys don't hear it. But if I do, then I'm going to leave this part in. And good shit, buddy. Thanks for talking Mario Paint with me. That was fun.
Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. That's going to do it for this week's episode, everybody. Mark McHugh, my friend, thank you so much for coming by, talking Mario Paint with me. You guys, thank you so much for listening. I think I mentioned during the chat with Mark that I was going to try to find someone's music from that they'd created with Mario Paint, put it into the podcast. I've decided not to. There's some great ones on YouTube. I just don't want to steal someone's work. So if you're interested, just search it, YouTube. You know, go on whatever and just search Mario Paint music. It's pretty wild, man, some of the shit people have done with this game. That was fun. That was a fun episode. That was a trip down old memory lane. And that's one of those games that I'm pretty confident I'll never play again because I don't have a mouse to access it with, or a Super Nintendo mouse. So I'll probably never play with it again. I don't really see a need to, but it was fun. I'm sure you guys all played it. You guys all liked it. You guys liked the episode, right? I hope you did. If you did, leave me a good review. Put it on wherever. iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, or one of those new things. We're on Stitcher and Spotify now. Don't forget any of those things. I'd really, really appreciate it. Subscribe to the show, tell a friend, all that good stuff. We're on facebook.com/memberthegame, and we are on the Twitter @memberthegame. Come and find us. That'd be rad. I think that's going to do it. Yeah, that's good enough. I'm going to get out of here. You guys, thanks for listening. I'll be back again next week with episode 24. It's a surprise, as always, but there's a cool game coming up. And go play some video games and eat some food and drink some booze. It's Christmas time. That's what Christmas is all about, right? Getting drunk with your friends and your family and playing video games, I think. Something like that. That's what Jesus said. Something like that. Anyway, thanks, guys. I'll talk to you again in 7 days. Take it easy.